Jonathan Winters, who joins us now from, he's back from his wine tasting biking tour of Italy. Good morning, young man. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic. I couldn't be any better. Could not be any
better.
Excellent. Yep. When did you get back?
I was just off the plane last Saturday, and so I'm now looking at the Muskoka fall colors.
How many wine tours did you participate in when you were in Italy?
I did two, and I had two hangovers. How's that?
Well, see, that's the thing I don't understand, because we just spoke to Darren Rossi from Niagara Gateway's Wine Tours, and he says you can't get inebriated on his trips. And I know you've been inebriated on bike tours forever, so I don't get it.
Well, one of the reasons why I asked him to join us on the program is if there is any event that has really captured the spirit of the outdoors in a soft way, and it's a pile of fun. I mean, you talk to the people that are involved, and we did it in Tuscany. You don't have to go that far. You can do it in Niagara, and it was a blast, a total blast. And when I say hungover, we weren't hungover. I mean, basically, you're on the bike, you ride, you stop, take a tasting, you move on to the next place, and stop for some lunch. There's quite a bit of exercise involved in it, and in our particular case, it struck me at lunchtime that we'd done a lot of downhill. It's like,
right,
this whole trip can't be downhill. And then after lunch, they put it to us.
You got to go back up.
A guy tells us, he said, well, the most that you've had for grade this morning was 6%. He says, you start out, the next section is 8%, but it peaks out at about 14 to 16. I got to tell you, 14 to 16 means that the cheeks of your butt are dragging on the asphalt.
No kidding. How many people typically are in these groups, John?
Well, in ours, there were probably about 16 or so. But we actually had a split group. Some of them were on e-bikes, very popular over there. And then there were the rest of us were pedaling the real way. And everybody seemed to have a really good time. So I thought if we can do that in Tuscany, you could sure do it in the Niagara area.
That sounds sounds fantastic. And of course, you get to sample. You must have sampled some incredible wines.
Well, we were in the Chianti region of Italy, and you know, they're very proud of their wines there, and they would claim that the wines from Chianti are as good as anywhere in the world, and they are very, very, very good and highly regulated, which was something I learned as well. So, we did sample some wonderful wines, and we had a great time.
Any other experiences from Italy you'd like to share?
Well, we were in this little town, beautiful World Heritage Site called Siena. It's actually a small city.
Yeah.
It's halfway between Rome and Florence, and we did a actual sit-down wine sampling where they walk you through the various vintages and the grapes that are used to produce them and the producers and the way they are regulated and so on. And that was really enlightening. The guy who ran it was his first time. He told us he was very nervous. Normally they give you about an ounce or an ounce and a half in a glass. He just filled the tumbler right up and said, try this.
My kind of guy.
By the time we were finished, not when we were walking.
No kidding.
Yeah, not in a straight line either, but we had a good time. Beautiful countryside, really quite busy, and we had tremendous weather. I mean, we were into the high 20s and low 30s every day, sunshine.
Wow. It's a fantastic part of the world. Everybody needs to get over there at least once in a lifetime to experience it for sure.
We also had the opportunity, Angelo, to get to Sicily, and it was on the recommendation of a friend. I'm so glad we did. Really beautiful part of the world, and we were to the active volcano Mount Etna, which peaks out at 11,000 feet. Just absolutely spectacular. It's an incredible experience when you see these massive lava flows, which have come down the mountain and are already being seeded and greened up by small shrubs and trees. And then interspersed amongst this is the area that was unaffected. So you've got green forest and black lava flow. It's unbelievable, but something that if you ever get the chance to do it, you want to do it. And, of course, this is an active volcano, so you're going to see it steaming every day of the year.
Wow. Very cool. Good yeah. stuff, man. When's the next trip? I'm sure you're already planning.
Scouting for good tips and deals. Anybody out there's got a great deal they want to throw my way, I'm all ears.
All right, my friend. Nice to have you home, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, you guys have a great weekend.
John Winters, retired park superintendent from Algonquin Park and now producer of Outdoor Journal Radio. And he sounds like he's a pro bike wine tasting tour guy.
Yes.